Sean here.
Hi, is this Sean?
This is Sean.
Hi, Sean. My name is Lisa Taylor. I'm calling you from Noombook Writing. I am your assigned project manager. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to hear that, Sean. First of all, welcome on board. One more thing. The payment was processed successfully, so I'm sure you'll be receiving an invoice from Ryan or the finance department. I wanted to touch base and, have a conversation with you in regards to the process, if it is a good time.
Yeah, it's a good time now, sure.
Okay, perfect. First of all, Sean, I need to confirm the correct email that should be used in order to create your account on our online portal. I got sean@irishflyer.com, which is sean@irishflyer.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Perfect. All right, so the process is going to be really simple, Sean. You're going to get an invitation from our online portal, which is called Creative Design Agency. Once you get that, the first thing that you need to do is sign up on the portal, create your password, and log in. Once you're logged in, you need to go to the messages section. You'll find a message from my end there and fill out the brief forms. It's simple. You got that?
Yep, got it.
Okay, perfect. Now let me ask you this, Sean. What exactly is the book about? What's the concept? How did you end up, envisioning that you're going to write this book?
Well, that's a great question. I've lived on four continents. I'm a pilot. I've sold airplanes to virtually every culture, entrepreneur, around the world. I'm very fortunate to work for several great companies. I grew up in Dublin, Ireland as a young boy. I wanted to become an airline pilot, and I found out about this job about selling airplanes, and I kind of took roles of increasing responsibility over the years and was very fortunate to always be part of the kind of the cutting edge of business, aviation, and work for some of the top companies in the space. And I now work for Airbus Corporate Jets, which is kind of the upper echelon of buying a private jet. We have a very unique customer base, state governments, individuals, VIP charters. But I guess what I really would like to share in the book is just my journey and the wonderful people I've met. And there's always been a kind of a constant theme in my experiences is that overall I've met some wonderful people that have got some amazing life experiences, and I've flown airplanes in Africa, all over Europe, and I've got to see, some amazing things that if I could conceptualize and put into a book that maybe one day someone could say, wow, there's a life lesson to be learned here, or, the way the world has evolved over the last 20 years with the internet, with the emerging markets, with the new frontiers in business, whether it be the Amazons, the Facebooks. I've kind of seen it all unfold in front of me. I don't know, just it's probably a lot harder. Like I told Ryan, I've told other people in the publishing business, if I could have written this book, I would have done it long ago, but I can't, and I need help kind of bringing the storytelling to life.
Of course. Then you've come to the right place, Sean. We will certainly help you out with that. By the way, that is a really impressive resume you have there, right? I'm truly impressed. So you have that kind of exposure that we can, utilize. It has the potential to actually become a bestseller if it's portrayed correctly in the book. Now, let me ask you this. Do you have anything written so far, or how is that going to work? Do you have any sort of concept in regards to how you would like to initiate the book, any planning whatsoever, or are you going to leave that to the experts?
I would leave it to the experts because I wouldn't be able to do it justice. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm a great storyteller. I can go into great detail. Like I was in Brazzaville in Africa when there was a coup going on, and at the time I had no idea. I just saw, you know, villagers leaving with pots and pans and beds on their head, and I was trying to sell an airplane, and, you know, 2 days later was in, you know, Time magazine, and I didn't know at the time that that was going on. So I wouldn't be able to do the writing justice. So I think at the very least I would need someone to really conceptualize or put into writing my ideas.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense, Sean. We're going to have interview sessions on regular basis so we can actually extract all the information from you. Now, let me explain to you the process. Once you fill out the brief forms that I'll be sending you on the portal, the first step will be creating an outline. Now, an outline is basically the breakdown of chapters, and of course, in with respect to the topics or subtopics that we're going to include in the book, all right? So in order to do that, we will need information from your end. That will be the first step.
Okay.
Okay? So let's work on the brief forms first. As soon as you send me the information, we will then reschedule a session for the outline. Sounds good?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds
now,
good.
Now, since we have Thanksgiving coming up, I will give you plenty of time to work on that, and you can
okay.
send everything to me at your convenience, okay?
Okay.
All right.
And
one
what,
more thing.
What
time, go ahead.
What time would I need to give to this? Just give me an idea. Like, is it several hours? Is it a week? Is it, like, in your mind, what's required in the outline? I would expect a lot of detail.
Yeah, I understand. Let's say, can you be available for, like, two sessions a week? That'll be an hour each every week.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, that I think it's pretty much flexible and convenient. That's something that you can do, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Perfect, perfect. Let's begin with that, and just in case if I need anything else, and of course, if you're not available for a phone call, you can also send us the responses in writing as well. So you have that option too, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Perfect. Now, one last Perfect. Thing, Sean. I would like you to save my cell number. This one is the landline of the office, okay? So I want you to have my cell number as well, just in case if you face any difficulties with anything, you can reach directly to me.
Okay, great.
All right, let me know once you're ready.
I'm just putting in my phone now, so go ahead, yep.
All right. Okay, so that's going to be 408.
Yep.
689.
Yep.
6899.
Great. And your full name again?
Lisa Taylor.
Okay.
All right, so Sean, I'm going to leave you at that. The next session that we'll have, it's going to be a bit detailed, so I will schedule that with you according to your availability. So that might be sometime next week, all right?
Look forward to it. And Lisa, where are you based, just so I know? Are you here in the U.S.? Are you?
Yes, of course. I'm not a native, and I came down to U.S. about 11 to 12 years ago. And then I just, you know, started working, made my way down to the ghostwriting company, and, yeah, that's the reason why I have an accent. I mean, you can judge by that. Oh, by the way, can you guess where I'm from?
You're definitely from, I'd say, Newfoundland?
No.
No?
Take another guess.
Sorry, okay. well, and I thought your accent, I wanted to say a little bit European, so Toronto?
No, that is South Africa.
You're from South Africa?
Yes.
Oh, you said you moved down here. Okay, I lived in South Africa. Wow.
You did? Where?
I live in Joburg. I have a home in Pazula and Nightmare.
Did you go to Durban?
Lots of times. In Schlange Rocks. Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, you know about Schlange Rocks. That is so cool. I actually lived in Overpart City. So,
well,
yeah.
Well, that would be another chapter of the book. But all the great golf caddies are South African. And I met a lot of the guys on the PGA Tour, and all of my good golf caddies are from Durban or Joburg or Cape Town. So, yeah, I lived in South Africa for years.
I really miss that place, though. I mean, it was amazing. It was super amazing. I had a great time there. But it was time for me to move out, you know. I actually belong from an Asian traditional background, and you know how that they have things for the woman set up there. So, yeah, that's the reason why I had to move out.
Ah, okay. Well, that's interesting. That's great to know you're from a great part of the world.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. We're going to have a lot of fun, Sean, together. So I'm really excited and looking forward to working on this project with you, okay?
Thank you, Lisa. Great talking to you.
Likewise. Happy Thanksgiving, and you take good care of yourself.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Likewise. Bye-bye.